Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Seventh-day Adventist Congregation, I was out in the 12-9 Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is November 30, 2017, or it is just the 13, 2021, we must start. Our first service today is a song entitled, Redeemed, How I Love to Proclaim It. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy, His child and forever I am. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, His child and forever I am. Redeemed and so happy in Yahshua, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of His presence with me that continually dwell. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, His child and forever I am. I think of my blessed Redeemer, I think of Him all the day long. I sing for I cannot be silent, His love is the theme of my song. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, His child and forever I am. I know I shall see in His beauty the King in His large delight, who lovingly guardeth my footsteps and giveth me songs in the night. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, His child and forever I am. Serve the Yahweh, part 3. We're in 1 Samuel now, chapter 12. Verse 10, but we're going to read from Psalms 103 for our memory verses. It says, bless the Yahweh, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Yahweh, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Yahweh executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel. Yahweh is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according unto our iniquity. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Yahweh pitieth them that fear Him. For He knoweth our frame, He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of Yahweh is from everlasting to everlasting, upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto the children's children, to such as keep His covenant, and unto those that remember His commandments to do them. Yahweh hath prepared His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Yahweh, ye His angels,
that excel in the strength that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Yahweh, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Yahweh, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Yahweh, O my soul. Liberty Hill is one of Yahweh's dominions. Right here on this holy ground where we're at, this is one of his dominions in all the earth, in all the world. Jeff White, Africa, your place is designated as one of his holy dominions. Appreciate you. And Yahweh is going to bless us in our store. And as he blesses us, we're going to bless you. We need to have a program in Africa. We need to come over there to see y'all. We need to launch a crusade across Africa. Yahweh is going to bless us in our store. But we'll have plenty of finance to do this very near future. We have plans for that. So Yahweh is going to bless it, and we're going to bless his holy name. And then now I'm going to read to you from Philippians. I'm going to turn to Philippians. Philippians maybe chapter 4. It says, therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved, and long for my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Yahweh, my dearly beloved. I beseech Eudidas, and beseech Syntychus, that they be of the same mind in the Yahweh. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, Jeff White, David number 2, Africa, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with others my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. This is the key right here. Whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Yahweh always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Yahweh is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto the Father. And the peace of the Father, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through the blood of the Yahshua Messiah. I added the blood, because they leave that out in so many places. It should have been put in there. Anytime you're dealing with anything done through the Savior, through the Yeshua Messiah, it's done by His blood, through His blood, of His blood, in His blood. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the Yahweh of the peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Yahweh greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound everywhere and in all things. I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through the Yahshua, which strengtheneth me. This should be our key scripture for the day. I can do all things through the Yahshua. And let's do it again. I can do all things through the blood of the Yahshua, which strengthens me. Notwithstanding, you have well done that you did communicate with my affliction. Now, ye Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the Yahshpel, Yahshpel, when I departed from the Macedonia, no congregation communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of the Epaphroditus, the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing unto the Yahweh. There's your essential oils at work, folks. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But my Elohim shall supply all your need according unto his riches in the glory by the blood of the Yeshua Messiah, his son. Now unto Yahweh and our Father be glory forever and ever. Hallelujah. Salute every saint in the Yeshua Messiah. For the brethren which are with me greet you. All the saints salute you, chiefly they that are of the Caesar's household. For the grace of our Savior Yeshua Messiah be with you all. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh for the reading of His Word. And let's now go to 1 Samuel chapter 12. Serve the Yahweh. It says, And Samuel said unto all Israel, Behold, I have hearkened unto your voice and all that you said unto me, and have made a king over you. And now, behold, the king walketh before you, and I am old and gray-headed. And behold, my sons are with you, and I have walked before you from my childhood unto this day. Behold, here I am, witness against me before the Yahweh and before his anointed. Whose ox have I taken? Or whose ass have I taken? Or whom have I defrauded? Whom have I oppressed? Or of whose hand have I received any bribe to blind mine eyes therewith? And I will restore it unto you. And they said, Thou hast not defrauded us, nor oppressed us, neither hast thou taken aught of any man's hand. And he said unto them, The Yahweh is witness against you, and his anointed is witness this day, that they have not found aught in my hand. And they answered, He is witness. And Samuel said unto the people, It is the Yahweh that advanced Moses and Aaron, and that brought your fathers up out of the land of Egypt. Now therefore stand still, that I may reason with you before the Yahweh of all the righteous acts of the Yahweh which he did unto you and unto your fathers. When Jacob was come into Egypt, and your fathers cried unto Yahweh, then the Yahweh sent Moses and Aaron, which brought forth your fathers out of Egypt, and made them dwell in this place. And when they forget Yahweh, their Elohim, he sold them into the hand of Sisera, captain of the host of Hazor, and into the hand of the Philistines, and into the hand of the king of Moab, and they fought against them. And they cried unto Yahweh, and said, We have sinned, because we have forsaken Yahweh, and have served Balaam and Ashtaroth. But now deliver us out of the hand of our enemies, and we will serve thee. Serve the Yahweh, we will serve thee. That's what we're crying out today. For Yahweh to deliver 144,000 out of the midst of the spiritual Israel of today, the Seventh-day Adventist Church. There's an appointed time for that in the very near future. The house, the temple of Yahweh has to be completely restored fully, 100%. And the health of the people has to be returned and restored unto them. We read about that in Psalms 103. And it says, And the Yahweh sent... Verse 11, 1 Samuel chapter 12. And the Yahweh sent Jerub Baal, B-A-A-L, and Bedan, and Jephthah, and Samuel, and delivered you out of the hand of your enemies on every side, and you dwell safe. So how many did Yahweh send to deliver the children of Israel? He sent this guy named Jerub, and Bedan, and Jephthah, and Samuel. Samuel the judge, the prophet. And when you saw that Nahash, the king of the children of Ammon, came against you, you said unto me, Nay, but a king shall reign over us, when the Yahweh your Elohim was your king. Now, look at this. When the Yahweh your Elohim, well, we know that Yahweh has given his son to be the king over this world from the time Adam sinned. He received that. But Yeshua operated from heaven by the Spirit through the prophets here on earth. So let's read that again. And when you saw that Nahash, the king of the children of Ammon, came against you, you said unto me, Nay, but a king shall reign over us. When the Yeshua, your Savior, your Messiah, was your king. He was already appointed your king. You had a king over you. And he was delivering you through Samuel, his visible prophet here on earth. He was fighting your battles for you. He was doing all this for you. So we go look at 1 Samuel chapter 11, verse 1 and 2. Let's back up. Then Nahash the Ammonite came up and encamped against Jabesh Gilead, and all the men of Jabesh said unto Nahash, make a covenant with us, and we will serve thee. And Nahash the Ammonite answered them, on this condition will I make a covenant with you, that I may thrust out all your right eyes and lay it for a reproach upon all Israel. So Nahash the Ammonite from Ammon came up and encamped against Jabesh Gilead. Gilead Center today, we came from Gilead Center 15 years ago, and all the men of Jabesh said unto Nahash, a king of the Ammonites, they said to him, be our king. And he said, yeah, I'll be your king, but he says, only on one condition. And and Nahash the Ammonite answered them, on this condition will I make a covenant with you, that I may thrust out all your right eyes and lay it for a reproach upon all Israel. And that wasn't enough. They still, the children of Israel said, nay, we want a king. They're in 1 Samuel 12, verse 12 again. I'll read it. And when you saw that Nahash, the king of the children of Ammon, came against you, you said unto me, nay, but a king shall reign over us. And so, now in verse 13, now therefore behold the king whom you have chosen and whom you have desired. So you want a king just like the Ammonites. They had a king, you wanted one like them. The only thing is, you wanted Nahash to come and... you know who the Ammonites were? They were the descendants. They were the descendants of Lot. Lot was a Hebrew. Lot was a nephew to Abraham. Came with Abraham out of Ur of the Chaldees. Came to the land of Canaan. Lot chose to dwell in Sodom and Gomorrah, where it was full of defilement, evilness. It cost him dearly, because that's where these two heathen nations came from, Ammon and Moab, that vexed Israel. And yet the children of Israel says, no, we want a king just like Nahash. So Yahweh gave him one. He gave him one through Samuel. So go anoint Saul, King Saul. He'll be just like King Nahash. And when it comes to crunch time to deliver Israel, he won't be able to, because he won't have the power, because he's without sanctification. He won't purify himself. He won't so that he can purify the whole army of Israel. If Saul would purify himself and be faithful to all Yahweh's commandments, then Yahweh would have purified him, his household, and would have purified the whole army of Israel and the whole nation of Israel through King Saul. But no, King Saul was fleshly, carnal, just like this here Nahash, this king of the Ammonites, and like the king of the Moabites, the descendants of Lot. In other words, these are kin folks. Moab and Ammon they got Hebrew blood flowing through their veins. They don't have this here Ishmael blood of the Arabs flowing through their veins. No, they got Hebrew blood. Now therefore, behold the king whom you have chosen and whom you have desired, and behold, Yahweh has set a king over you. If you will fear the Yahweh and serve him and obey his voice and not rebel against the commandment of the Yahweh, then shall both ye and also the king that reigneth over you continue, following the Yahweh your Elohim. There you are. But if you will not obey the voice of Yahweh, but rebel against the commandment of the Yahweh, then shall the hand of Yahweh be against you as it was against your father. Now therefore stand and see this great thing which Yahweh will do before your eyes. Is it not a wheat harvest today? Now I know I read this in my last study, but nevertheless, we're doing it again. I will call unto Yahweh, and he shall send thunder and rain, that ye may perceive and see that your wickedness is great, which you have done in the sight of Yahweh, and ask him for a king. So Samuel called unto Yahweh, and the Yahweh sent thunder and rain that day, and all the people greatly feared the Yahweh and Samuel. And all the people said unto Samuel, pray for thy servant unto the Yahweh the Elohim, that we die not, for we have added unto all our sins this evil, to ask us a king. Well, the Adventists, the spiritual Israel today, they asked for a king in 1862. They wanted a king to be, they wanted a general conference president. They wanted to organize, be just like the Ammonites, their neighbor. And so, look what's happened 50 years later, or better. Look what's happened. They're worse off than they were then. And Samuel said unto the people, fear not, ye have done all this wickedness, yet turn not aside from following the Yahweh, but serve the Yahweh with all your heart, and turn ye not aside, for then should ye go after vain things, which cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain. You get that word, deliver? For the Yahweh will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased the Yahweh to make you his people. Moreover, as for me, Yahweh forbid that I should sin again against the Yahweh and ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Only fear the Yahweh and serve him in the truth with all your heart, for consider how great thing he hath done for you. But if you should still do wickedly, you shall be a consumed, both you and your king. And that's exactly what happened to him. David had to be sent to deliver Israel because King Saul failed. David had to be anointed by Samuel to go and relieve Saul of his duty, so to speak, to deliver Israel. David, he interceded and slew Goliath, the biggest threat, and the Philistines, and won a great victory and delivered Israel. Okay, that ends 1 Samuel chapter 12. Isaiah 14, verse 1. For the Yahweh will have mercy on Jacob, and will yet choose Israel, and sit them in their own land. And the strangers shall be joined with them, and they shall clear the house of Jacob. And the people shall take them, and bring them to their place. And the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Yahweh for servants and handmaids. And they shall take them captives, whose captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. It shall come to pass in the day that the Yahweh shall give thee rest from thy sorrow, and from thy fear, and from the hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve, that thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon, and say, how hath the oppressor ceased, the golden city ceased? Yahweh hath broken the staff of the wicked, and the scepter of the rulers. He who smote the people in wrath with a continual stroke, he that ruled the nations in anger, is persecuted and none hindered. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break forth into singing. Yea, the fir trees rejoice at thee, and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, since thou art laid down, no fellow is come up against us. Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nation. All they shall speak and say unto thee, art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become like unto us? Thy pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy vials. The worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into the heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of the Yahweh. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. See, he says, I will sit also. He didn't say that he would be the only one to sit there, that he could sit there the same as Yahweh. I will ascend above the highest of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall nearly look upon thee, and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake the kingdom, that made the world as a wilderness, and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners? All the kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, every one in his own house. But thou art cast out of that grave, like an abominable branch, and as the raiment of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword, that go down to the stones of the pit as a carcass trodden under feet. Thou shalt not be joined with them in burial, because thou hast destroyed thy land and slain thy people. The seed of evildoers shall not be renowned. Prepare slaughter for his children, for the iniquity of their fathers, that they do not rise, nor possess the land, and not fill the face of the world with cities. For I will rise up against them, saith Yahweh of hosts, and cut off from Babylon the name and the remnant and the son and nephew, saith Yahweh. I will also make it a possession for the bittern and pools of water, and I will sweep it with the basin of destruction, saith Yahweh of hosts. For the Yahshua of the host has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass, and as I have purposed, so shall it stand, that I will break the Assyrian in my land, and upon my mountains tread him underfoot. Then shall his yoke depart from off them, and his burden depart from off their shoulders. This is the purpose that is purposed upon the whole earth, and this is the hand that is stretched out upon all the nations. For the Yahshua the host hath purposed, and he shall disannul it, and his hand is stretched out, and he shall turn it back. In the year that King Ahaz died was this burden. Rejoice not thou, whole Palestina, because the rod of him that smote thee is broken, for out of the serpent's root shall come forth a cockatrice, and his fruit shall be a fire-flying serpent. And the firstborn of the poor shall feed, and the needy shall lie down in the safety, and I will kill thy root with famine, and he shall slay thy remnant. Howl, O gate, cry, O city, thou whole Palestina, art dissolved, for there shall come from the north a smoke, and none shall be alone in his appointed times. What shall one then answer the messengers of the nation? That the Yahweh hath found his Zion, and the poor of his people shall trust in it. Isaiah 56. Thus saith the Yahweh, keep your judgment and do justice, for my salvation is here to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Neither let the son of the stranger that hath joined himself to the Yahweh speak, saying, the Yahweh hath utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. Thus saith Yahweh unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbath, and choose the things that please me, and take a hold of my covenant. Even unto them will I give in mine house and within my walls a place and a name better than that of sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Also the sons of the stranger that join themselves to Yahweh to serve him, and to love the name of the Yahweh, to be his servants, everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taketh hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain, and I will make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar, for mine house shall be called an house of prayer for all people. For the Yahweh Elohim, which gathereth the outcast of Israel, saith, yet will I gather others unto him, beside those that are gathered unto him. All ye beasts of the field come to devour, yea, all ye beasts in the forest. His watchmen are blind, they are all ignorant, they are all dumb dogs, they cannot bark. Sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough, and they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look unto their own way, every one for his gain from his quarter. Come, ye say they, I will fetch wine, and we shall fill ourselves with strong drink, and tomorrow shall be as this day, and much more abundant. Okay, that ends Isaiah 56. Let's now go to Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 1. Run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem. Now this is a Latter-day prophecy, and the streets of Jerusalem today would mean the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And see now, and know, and seek in the broad places thereof. If you can find a man, if there be any that executeth judgment, that seeketh the truth, and I will pardon it. And though they say that Yahweh liveth, surely they swear falsely. O Yahweh, are not thine eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return. Therefore I said, surely these are poor. They are foolish, for they know not the way of the Yahweh, nor the judgment of their Elohim. I will get me unto the great men, and will speak unto them, for they have known the way of the Yahweh, and the judgment of their Elohim. But these have altogether broken the yoke, and burst the bond. Wherefore a lion out of the forest shall slay them, and a wolf of the evening shall spoil them. A leper shall watch over their city. Everyone that goeth out thence shall be torn in pieces, because their transgressions are many, and their backslidings are increased. How shall I pardon thee for this? Thy children have forsaken me, and sworn by them that are no gods, when I had fed them to the full. Then they committed adultery, and assembled themselves by the troops in the harlot house. They were as fed horses in the morning, every one that neighed after his neighbor's wife. Shall I not visit for these things, saith Yahweh, and shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Now he's talking about the Adventist church. Go ye upon her walls and destroy, but make not a full end, take away their her battlements, for they are not the Yahweh's. For the house of Israel and the house of Judah have dealt very treacherously against me, saith Yahweh. They have belied the Yahweh and said, it is not he, neither shall evil come upon us, neither shall we see sword nor famine, and the prophets shall become wind, and the word is not in them. This shall it be done unto them. Wherefore this saith Yahweh, Elohim of the host, because ye speak this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire, and this people would, and it shall devour them. Lo, I will bring a nation upon you from far, O house of Israel, O Seventh-day Adventist Church, saith Yahweh. It is a mighty nation. It is an ancient nation, that's Babylon, a nation whose language thou knowest not, neither understandest what they say. Their quiver is as an open sepulchre. They are all mighty men. They shall eat up thy harvest, and thy bread, which thy sons and thy daughters shall eat. They shall eat up thy flocks and thine herds. They shall eat up thy vines and thy fig trees. They shall impoverish thy fenced cities, wherein thou trustest with the sword. Nevertheless, in those days, saith Yahweh, I will not make a full end with you. And it shall come to pass when ye shall say, wherefore doeth the Yahweh Elohim all these things unto us? Then shalt thou answer them, like as we have forsaken me, ye have forsaken me and served strange gods in your land, so shall ye serve strangers in a land that is not yours. Declare this in the house of Jacob and publish it in Judah, saying, hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. Fear ye not me, saith Yahweh, will ye not tremble at my presence, which have traced the sand for the bound of the sea, by a perpetual decree that it cannot pass it. And though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail. Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it. But this people have a revolting and a rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. Now they say there in their heart, let us now fear the Yahweh or Elohim that giveth rain, both the former and the latter, in his season. He reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you. For among my people are found wicked men. See, among the Adventists, they lay wait, as he that sitteth snares. They set a trap, they catch men. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Therefore they are become great and waxen rich. They are waxen fat, they shine, yea. They overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause. The cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper. And the right of the needy do they not judge. Shall I not visit for these things, saith Yahweh? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? A wonderful and a horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. And what will you do in the end thereof? That's the end of Jeremiah chapter 5. Let's go to Jeremiah now 27. Verse 1, in the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, came this word unto Jeremiah from Yahweh, saying, Thus saith Yahweh unto thee, Make thee bonds and yokes, and put them upon thy neck, and send them unto the king of Edom, and to the king of Moab, and to the king of the Ammonites. Okay, these are all descendants of the Hebrews, the Edomites, the Moabites, and the Ammonites. Descendants of Lot, the nephew, the Hebrew nephew of Abraham, and to the king of Tyrus, this would be representing Satan, Lucifer, and to the king of Zidon by the hand of the messengers, which come to Jerusalem under Zedekiah, king of Judah, and command them to say unto their masters, Thus saith Yahweh of the host, the Elohim of Israel, thus shall ye say unto your masters, I have made the earth, the man, and the beast that are up on the ground by my great power and by my outstretched arm, and have proved, given unto him it seemed meet unto me. And now have I given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and the beast of the field. Have I given him also to serve him. And all nations shall serve him and his son's son until the very time of his land cometh. And then many nations and great kings shall serve themselves of him. And it shall come to pass that the nation and kingdom which will not serve the same Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and that will not put their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, that nation will I punish, saith Yahweh, with the sword and with the famine and with the pestilence, until I have consumed them by his hand. Now therefore hearken not ye to your prophets, nor to your diviners, nor to your dreamers, nor to your enchanters, nor to your sorcerers which speak unto you, saying, You shall not serve the king of Babylon, for they prophesy a lie unto you, to remove you far from your land, and that I should drive you out, and you should perish. But the nations that bring their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him, those will I let remain still in their own land, saith Yahweh, and they shall till it and dwell therein. I spake also unto Zedekiah, king of Judah, according to all these words, saying, Bring your neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, and serve him and his people, and live. Why will you die, thou and thy people, by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, as Yahweh has spoken against the nation that will not serve the king of Babylon? Therefore hearken not unto the words of the prophets, and speak unto you, saying, You shall not serve the king of Babylon, for they prophesy a lie unto you. For I have not sent them, says Yahweh, yet they prophesy a lie in my name, that I might drive you out, and that you might perish, yea, ye and the prophets that prophesy unto you. Also I speak to the priest and to all the people, saying, Thus saith Yahweh, Hearken not to the words of your prophets that prophesy unto you, saying, Behold, the vessels of Yahweh's house shall now shortly be brought again from Babylon, for they prophesy a lie unto you. Hearken not unto them. Serve the king of Babylon and live. Wherefore should this city be laid waste? But if they be prophets, and if the word of Yahweh be with them, let them now make intercession of the Yahshua the host, that's the son, that the vessels which are left in the house of the Yahweh and in the house of the king of the Judah, and that Yahushua go not unto Babylon, into Babylon, for thus saith Yahshua of the host, concerning the pillars, and concerning the sea, and concerning the bases, and concerning the residue of the vessels that remain in this city, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took not, when he carried away captive Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, from Jerusalem to Babylon, and all the nobles of Judah and Jerusalem. Yea, thus saith Yahweh of the host, the Elohim of Israel, concerning the vessels that remain in the house of Yahweh, and in the house of the king of Judah, and of Jerusalem, they shall be carried to Babylon, and there shall they be until the day that I visit them, saith Yahweh. Then will I turn, I'll bring them up, and restore them unto this place. That ends of Jeremiah 28, verse 1. And it came to pass the same year, in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the fourth year, and in the fifth month, that Hananiah, the son of Azur, the prophet, which was of Gibeon, spake unto me in the house of Yahweh, in the presence of the priest, and of all the people, saying, thus speaketh the Yahshua of the host. And it says, the God of Israel here. The translator referring to the Father, but okay, let's let it stand at that. Thus speaketh the Yahweh of the host, the Elohim of the Israel, saying, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Within 2 full years will I bring again into this place all the vessels of Yahweh's house that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from his place and carried them unto Babylon. And I will bring again to this place Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, with all the captives of Judah that went into Babylon, saith to Yahweh, for I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon. Then the prophet Jeremiah said unto the prophet Hananiah, in the presence of the priest, and in the presence of all the people that stood in the house of Yahweh, even the prophet Jeremiah said, the Yahweh do so. The Yahweh performed thy words which thou hast prophesied, to bring again the vessels of Yahweh's house and all that is carried away captive from Babylon into this place. Nevertheless, hear thou now this word that I speak in thine ears and in the ears of all the people. The prophets that have been before me and before thee of old prophesied both against many countries and against many kingdoms of war and of evil and of pestilence. For the prophet which prophesieth of the peace, when the word of the prophet shall come to pass, then shall the prophet be known that the Yahweh hath truly sent him. Then Hananiah the prophet took the yoke from off the prophet Jeremiah's neck and brake it. And Hananiah spake in the presence of all the people, saying, thus saith Yahweh, even so will I break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, from the neck of all nations within the space of 2 full years, and the prophet Jeremiah went his way. Then the word of Yahweh came unto Jeremiah the prophet, after that Hananiah the prophet had broken the yoke from off the neck of the prophet Jeremiah, saying, go and tell Hananiah, saying, thus saith Yahweh, thou hast broken the yokes of wood, but thou shalt make for them yokes of iron. For thus saith Yahweh of the host, the Elohim of Israel, I have put a yoke of iron upon the neck of all these nations, that they may serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and they shall serve him. And I have given him the beast of the field also. Then said the prophet Jeremiah to Hananiah, the prophet, now hear now, Hananiah, Yahweh hath not sent thee, that thou makest this people to trust in a lie. Therefore thus saith Yahweh, behold, I will cast thee from off the face of the earth. This year thou shalt die, because thou hast taught rebellion against Yahweh. So Hananiah the prophet died the same year in the 7th month. Okay, that ends chapter 28 of Jeremiah. Let's now go into, let's go to Ezekiel 20. And it came to pass in the 7th year, in the 5th month, in the 10th day of the month, that a certain of the elders of the Israel came for the inquiring of Yahweh, and sat before me, Then came the word of Yahweh unto me, saying, Son of the man, speak unto the elders of the Israel that, and say unto them, This is Yeshua, Yahweh Elohim. Are you come to inquire of me? As all this said, Yahweh Elohim, I will not be inquired of by you. Wilt thou judge them, son of man? Wilt thou judge them, cause them to know the abominations of their fathers? And say unto them, Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, In the day when I chose Israel and lifted up my hand unto the seed of the house of Jacob and made myself known unto them in the land of the Egypt, when I lifted up my hand unto them, saying, I am the Yahweh, your Elohim. And the day that I lifted up mine hand unto them to bring them forth of the land of Egypt into a land that I had espied for them, flowing with the milk and honey, which is the glory of all lands. Then said I unto them, Cast ye away every man the abominations of his eyes, and defile not yourselves with the idols of Egypt. I am the Yahweh your Elohim. But they rebelled against me. They would not hearken unto me. They did not every man cast away the abominations of their eyes. Neither did they forsake the idols of Egypt. And I said, I will pour out my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them in the midst of the land of Egypt. But I wrote for my name's sake that it should not be polluted before the heathen among whom they were, and whose side I made myself known unto them in bringing them forth out of the land of Egypt. Wherefore I caused them to go forth out of the land of Egypt, and brought them into the wilderness. And I gave them my statutes, and showed them my judgment, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. Moreover also I gave them my Sabbaths, to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Yahweh that sanctified. But the house of Israel, the Seventh-day Adventist Church today, rebelled against me in the wilderness of the people. The wilderness of the people is here in the United States. I put of the people. I added that part. But it says here in Revelation 17, the wilderness of the people is here in the earth, which is in the United States. They walk not in my statutes. The Adventists would not walk in the statutes. And they despise my judgment, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. And my Sabbaths, Esom, all my holy days, that includes the seventh-day Sabbath and all of the annual feast days, they greatly polluted, and I said I would pour out my fury upon them in the wilderness to consume them. And Gilead Center was the last one to bring up the tail end of the Seventh-day Adventist movement, and they did restore the sanctuary and did keep feast days. I was there with them. We did do that for 33 years that I was there. But I wrote for my name's sake that it should not be polluted before the heathen in whose sight I brought them out. Yet also I lifted up my hand unto them in the wilderness, that I would not bring them into the land which I had given them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all lands. Now Gilead Center attempted to go into the land in 1974, made a prophecy, said that Yeshua is coming to take them into the land, that they were going to go on a flying saucer, was going to go to Israel, going to stand on the Mount Zion with the Lamb, 1974. But there's no way that that could happen, because these type of events have a 40-year period, and the type that had a 40-year period to be in the wilderness, for one thing. Verse 16, Ezekiel 20, verse 16, Because they despised my judgments and walked not in my statutes, but polluted my Sabbath, for their heart went after idols. This is an exact description of the Adventist Church from 1888 on until 2002, even up to now. Nevertheless, mine eye spared them from destroying them, neither did I make an end of them in the wilderness. So, the end of the Seventh-day Adventist Church didn't come to an end with Gilead Center in the wilderness. Only that feeding pasture, the third feeding pasture, which was the last of the Adventist feeding pastures, the last of the three, they all three had their period, time periods, and they came to an end in their time period. So Gilead Center, the end came in 2003. But I said unto their children in the wilderness, walk ye not in the statutes of your fathers, neither observe their judgments, nor defile yourself with their idols. I am the Yahweh your Elohim, walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them. For the Adventists are the only ones, the 144,000 in the Adventist church are the only ones prophesied here in the last days to fulfill this, what I just read. They're the only ones that, by prophecy, will walk in Yahweh's statutes and keep his judgments and do them. They're the only ones that are prophesied to do this out of the Adventist church. And hallow my Sabbath, and this shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am the Yahweh your Elohim. Notwithstanding the children of Israel rebelled against me, they walked not in my statutes, neither kept my judgments to do them. Nevertheless, notwithstanding the children of the Seventh-day Adventist Church rebelled against me, they walked not in my statutes, neither kept my judgments to do them. This talking about from 1970 on, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. They polluted my Sabbath. Then I said I would pour out my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them in the wilderness. Nevertheless, I withdrew mine hand and wrote for my name's sake that it should not be polluted in the sight of the heathen, in whose sight I brought them forth. I lifted up mine hand unto them also in the wilderness, that I would scatter them among the heathen and disperse them through their countries, because they had not executed my judgment, but had despised my statutes and had polluted my Sabbath, and their eyes were after their father's idols. Wherefore I gave them also statutes that were not good, and judgment whereby they should not live, and I polluted them in their own gifts, in that they caused to pass through the fire all that openeth the womb, that I might make them desolate, unto the end that they might know that I am the Yahweh. Therefore, son of man, speak unto the house of Israel, and say unto them, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, yet in this your fathers have blasphemed me, in that they have committed a trespass against me. For when I had brought them into the land, for the which I lifted up mine hand to give it unto them, then they saw every high hill, and all the fig trees, and they offered their sacrifices, and there they presented the provocation of their offering. There also they made their sweet savor, and poured out their drink offerings. Then I said unto them, what is the high place where unto you go? And the name thereof is called Bama unto this day. Wherefore, how about Obama, the name of our last president before Trump? His name is Obama, and you can put on the end of that that Bama, you put Obama Nation. So Obama, our president, 2009 to 2017, was an abomination. Wherefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, are ye polluted after the manner of your fathers, and commit ye whoredom after their abominations? For when ye offer your gifts, when ye make your sons to pass through the fire, ye pollute yourselves with all your idols, even unto this day, and I shall be inquired of by you, O house of Israel, as I live, saith Yahweh. I will not be inquired of by you, and that which cometh into your mind shall not be at all, that you say, we will be as the heathen, as the families of the countries, to serve wood and stone. As I live, saith Yahweh Elohim, surely with a mighty hand, and with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out, will I rule over you. And I will bring you out from the people, and I will give you out of the countries wherein ye are scattered, with a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm and with fury poured out. And I will bring you into the wilderness of the people, and there will I plead with you face to face, like as I plead with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt. So Lord, I plead with you, saith Yahweh Elohim. And I will cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bar of the covenant, and I will purge out from among you the rebels and them that transgress against me. I will bring them forth out of the country where they sojourn, and they shall not enter into the land of Israel, and ye shall know that I am the Yahweh. As for you, O house of Israel, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, go ye now, serve ye every one his idols. And hereafter also, if ye will not hear it, hearken unto me, but pollute ye my holy name no more with your gifts and with your idols. So who is he talking to here? He's talking to Edmund's church, through Gilead Center. As for you, O house of Israel, Gilead Center, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, go ye, serve ye every one his idols. Verse 40. For in my holy mountain, in the mountain of the height of Israel, saith the Yahweh Elohim, there shall all the house of Israel, all of them in the land, serve me. There will I accept them, and there will I require your offerings, and the first fruits of your oblations with all your holy things. I will accept you with your sweet savor when I bring you out from the people, and gather you out of the countries wherein you have been scattered, and I will be sanctified in you before the heathen. And you shall know that I am the Yahweh when I shall bring you into the land of Israel, and to the country for the which I lifted up my hand to give it unto your father. And there shall ye remember your ways, and all your doings wherein you have been defiled, and ye shall loathe yourself in your own sight for all your evils that ye have committed. And ye shall know that I am the Yahweh when I have wrought with you for my name's sake, not according unto your wicked ways, nor according unto your corrupt doings, O ye house of Israel, saith Yahweh Elohim. Moreover, the word of the Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, sit thy face toward the south, and drop thy word toward the south. This is the south country, this is Lion country, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. This is the Shepherd Rod country here in Texas. And prophesy against the forest of the south field. So the ministers of the Davidian Adventist Church prophesy against them. And say to the forest of the south, hear the word of Yahweh. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, behold, I will kindle the fire in thee. Now this is to the tribe of Judah now, also in the south country. And it shall devour every green tree in thee, and every dry tree, the flaming flame shall not be quenched, and all faces from the south to the north shall be burned therein. And all flesh shall see that I, the Yahweh, have kindled it. It shall not be quenched. Then said I, O Yahweh Elohim, they say of me, doth he not speak in the parables? This brings in verse 30. This is our contact. This is at the 11th hour. Call us number 11. Click on the audio archive. We will close now with a song. Sounds Hill by the Elijah Davis song that I've written.
Well, I'm going to Mississippi. That's the town Sounds Hill. There are no pretenders, only those who do not know. folks are want to go with the inside of every single thing of flowers and angels. Let the beauty is all over the sky and heaven above the sun. The sun and heaven.